Members of Perth's South African community say they are fearing for family and others left behind in their homeland.
My parents are 74 and I wonder all the time, you know, what's going to happen to them? They survived, they left Rhodesia, so they lost everything then and now they're going to lose everything again.
Hundreds of people have attended a forum south of Perth, raising alarm about the conditions facing white South African farmers. A man at the forum says danger has struck very close to his family's home.
They've had at least four murders on farms adjacent to their specific farm within a 3-4 kilometre radius.
Another woman says white South Africans are facing discrimination too, from adults to children.
Our children aren't able to get bursaries to study because they're too white. Our people aren't able to get jobs.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton sparked a diplomatic row with South Africa last month when he said white farmers there were being persecuted. He said they deserved special attention from what he called a civilised country. At the forum near Perth, though, Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs Minister Alan Tudge has taken a more cautious stance.
Minister Dutton has said he's looking at the program to see how more South Africans might be eligible here. But by and large, what I was referring to this evening at the forum was the existing programs which we have, which do provide considerable flexibility for people regardless of where they are from.
Refugee Council of Australia Policy Director Joyce Chia maintains there are groups around the world in greater need of Australia's help.
We do think that there are more urgent cases, more well-established cases that the government needs to turn its attention to first.
But those at the forum argue action is needed in South Africa before it's too late.
What are you going to do? You're going to wait until these people are raped or murdered before you get them out of here?